Hello and welcome to episode 183 of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast. Today we're talking Avatar, The Last Airbender. Now, I did a whole live stream today, and unbeknownst to me, there was no audio. So, I've got like over 4 hours of content that I streamed online. And my voice is not. I'm just a dumbass talking to himself. And it's not captured. I checked the files. It's not even audible on the file that I have. So I have a bunch of... I've got like 6 streamed videos that have no audio. And they're online. They're getting a few views. And I guess people are like, what the hell's wrong with this increasing volumes on their phone and monitors and whatnot? And they're pissed. So... yeah, imagine how I'm feeling after finding that out. I'm pissed. But let's talk about the show. Avatar The Last Airbender, live adaptation show on Netflix. Great. So let's, before we start, you know, giving my opinion, let me just give a detailed description for those that have never seen the show. Avatar The Last Airbender is no relation with the Avatar and the Blue People show that you know. It's a different show. It's a better show, personally speaking, but whatever. Anyway, this show follows young Avatar, Aang, an airbender, who has to, you know, an Avatar is a guy who masters all 4 elements. And the 4 elements in this universal world is water, earth, fire, and air. 4. Now, our Avatar in this show has mastered air because he grew up in an air temple, basically, where he learned, you know, airbending. And the whole journey, the whole purpose is, when you learn airbending, you have to learn all the other elements. Water, earth, and fire. It's a circle, basically. So, if you are a fire airbender, you learn that. If you're an airbender, you learn that. Kyoshi was an airbender, and blah, 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 stuff like that. So, master of all elements, you know, he brings balance to the world. He's you know, related to everyone, basically, because every nation in the world is sort of governed under the elements. There's a water tribe. And notice about the show is only everything is a tribe. The earth, you know, earth, water. But fire, they're the only people that consider themselves a nation for some weird reason. Earthbenders of the earth, northern of Ba Sing Sing. Okay, I'm rambling. Anyway, so this whole thing is, if you don't know, since this is for people who don't know, so I'm going to give out a brief, and then we'll do a review on the show. So long ago, you thought I was going to be like, long ago. No, I'm not doing that. So this whole thing starts off when the Fire Nation attacks everyone. They want to kill the Avatar. And what they do that, they attack the Northern Nomad, if I'm saying that right, temple, where the current Avatar is based. And by doing that, they wanted to, you know, capture him and prevent him from becoming, you know, because if you kill the Avatar, if he dies, he sort of reincarnates in another body where he'll, you know, reincarnate. If he was his core bending was air, he would reincarnate to the water tribe. And if his core was water, he would reincarnate on earth. And if it was earth, he would reincarnate at the Fire Nation. That's pretty much it. So basically, everybody in this show, water bends, they can manipulate water and do all sorts of cool shit with it. Heal, kill, defend, attack. And then there are earth benders, they can do all sorts of cool stuff with bending the earth as in the soil. They bend the soil and stuff like that. And then there are very various branches of bending. Each fire or each element has its own other branches. Fire, there's lightning. You can bend lightning, because I don't know how lightning is. I guess if you're more evolved, you can bend lightning. And then there's water. Water, you can, if you're so evolved, you can bend blood. Blood bending, which is part of your veins, because you're made of water. And then there's earth. You can bend metal, all types of metal. If it's from the earth, you can bend it. Sounds pretty dull and pretty cool. and I've taken up too much of your time with this. Now, that is what we know. Now, let's talk about the show. The show, like I said, is based off an anime that was released on Nickelodeon between 2005 and 2008. Now, some of you kids were not even there, born yet. But I was born when the show was out, and it was amazing. Now, let's talk about the 8 episodes that Netflix dropped February 2nd, 2024. Okay, let's talk about them. Firstly, the episodes are titled Aang, which talks about Aang himself in the beginning, how he got to be in the ice cube thingy, and then Warriors, it talks about the Kyoshi people, you know, and Omashu talks about King Boomer in an earthbender, Aang's long-lost friend. In the Dark, it sort of talks about, in the dark, let me put it this way. In the Dark is more about, you know, it talks about Oma and Shu. You know, the two lovers that made tunnels in Omashu and they met in the middle and stuff like that. So, it talks about them meeting this, the first earthbenders. The blind, I forgot what did they call it? Blind mule or something, I don't know. They did all the sorts of bending and stuff like that. Who knows? And then Spirited Away, that's the 5th episode that deals more with the spirit world. We learn more about the Face Stealer. We get to see Avatar Roku. And then Masks, that's episode 7, I mean episode 6 rather. Prince Zuko puts on a blue mask and saves Aang, which for a minute Aang's like, this nigga saving me? Which sort of reveals a different aspect of him, which is great. And then, of course, the North. We get to go to the North Water Tribe, the Northern Water Tribe, and which is great. And then we get to see its beauty and fun before, you know, General or Admiral Zhao shows up and stabs the moon with a knife. Yes, I said he stabs the moon with a knife. And that's in Legends Episode 8, which ends up the show and which has one of the things I hate about the show. This whole gigantic monster Aang transforms into is absolute rubbish, by my opinion. Now, the whole show, in terms of graphics and CGI, whatever you want to call it, it's pretty decent. I enjoyed the earthbending from the first seconds of the show, the very first episode. The first thing we saw was earthbending. Great. Then in came fire, which was great as well. And then we saw airbenders. And then we saw the bisons. I was like, oh my god, they really did a great job on Appa. The detail they put on this bison's nose was perfection. The earth bending, the fire bending, and then the water bending. It was all great in terms of bending ability. But was it worth the time that I spent watching this? And to come to realization that I was actually live streaming this, watching this, and I didn't have no fucking audio. Very pissed. I really enjoyed this. And I wish that I did not, had not watched the show in the beginning at all. They did a decent job. They did a great job trying to portray a muscular man with King Boomer. They did a great job with Far Lord Ozar. He was great. Uncle Iroh was great. You know, Prince Zuko, the fellow that plays Prince Zuko. Dallas Liu. Dallas Liu, if I'm saying his name right. He did a great job. Sokka, you know, Princess Azula, played by Elizabeth Yu. Incredible. Gordon Comer, if I'm saying that right, who plays Avatar Aang. I feel like they did a great job. I really do. I feel like they did a great, decent job. You know, they had a lot of stuff on their shoulders. Like, can you imagine having to put that together? Putting one of America's loved animation shows. I feel like they did a great job. And we gotta talk about, you know, how Sokka was rizzing up these girls. Sokka was all over up these girls. This dude had, the whole show, bear in mind, Everybody's fighting, everybody's dying. This nigga has time to fall in love with two girls. First, he falls in love with Suku. And then he falls in love with Yui, if I'm saying that right. You know, the princess of the Northern Water tribe. He falls in love with her too. I'm like, damn. My dude. You are raising these girls up. And he was doing a great job. It's a kid, so if it wasn't, he probably would have smashed on both of them. Okay, enough of that. Anyway, go watch it. Great stuff. It gets a 4 out of 5 stars for me if I did not know it. But if because I watched it from a point of knowing the show, it gets a 3 out of 5. Basically, I was watching this with two eyes. The eye of a viewer that has never seen the show, and the eye of a viewer that's seen the show. Now, the eye of a viewer that's seen the show was bored out of his mind. All I did was compare scenes and compare bits and say, this is trash, this is great, which was very stressful. In the eye of a new viewer, I was like, oh my god, look, this is amazing. So I cannot wait for the second season, if it's coming. Netflix has not confirmed that. I guess they're just waiting for to find out if this show itself is going to get a lot of reviews, and see how people react to it. And if people love it, they'll probably renew it for a second season. So if you're new to the show and you have not watched it, Netflix has Avatar the anime there, where you can watch the whole show, all three books of it. The first book, Water, and then watch Earth and Fire. You can watch it. Or if you don't want to spoil it, just wait for the second season to show up, which I wouldn't advise. And also, there's a sequel to the Avatar Last Airbender there, Avatar Korra. It's also on Netflix, former Nickelodeon show. But the show is also on Netflix, Avatar Korra. You can check that out there too and watch a whole new world of a futuristic avatar who comes after Aang. So I'm putting you on, brother. Go watch. Adios. This has been episode 183 with yours truly. Now that was entertaining. Please let us hang out yet another time. Remember to like and subscribe. Adios, folks. Adios.